Fridays are when we check in with the Sacramento Business Journal's digital editor, Sonia Sorich, to talk about the region's business news. Hey, Sonia.
Hey, Steve.
Ideas for new housing projects in Sacramento keep popping up. Three new plans were in the news this week. Let's start with the one in downtown Sacramento.
Yeah, this week we learned about an 8-story mixed-use residential building planned at 1220 H Street. Now, this would include 97 rental units above ground floor retail space. The project would be at the site of what's now a 2-story office building. It would take up the footprint of both that building and parking spaces behind it. Now, this project is basically designed to fit the city's vision of having more mid-rise and high-rise apartment buildings in the neighborhood.
There's another project planned near 65th Street and Folsom Boulevard. What are the details on that one?
That project would be on the site of what's now a vacant commercial building. It would include 4 buildings, 2 residential structures, a mixed-use building, and a parking garage. Now, this project would have 184 residential units, and unsurprisingly, it's primarily aimed to serve students at Sac State, which is nearby.
Okay, and then there's this third idea for a housing project that's sort of different from the others. It would fill 2 former restaurant sites in Sacramento's River District.
Yeah, we're talking about the former Hungry Hunter and Rusty Duck restaurants on Burkutt Drive in Sacramento's River District. A group is in early talks with the city about either developing an apartment or condominium project on the combined 3-acre site. And this project could appeal to residents because of its proximity to the American and Sacramento rivers, as well as its proximity to job centers such as downtown Sacramento and the planned Kaiser Permanente Medical Center in the rail yards. The early plan calls for a market rate project that could either be for rent or for ownership.
Okay, so we've got, you know, quite a few housing projects being planned. What does this all mean for affordable housing?
Well, that's a good question. And interestingly enough, Sacramento's escalating rents were also in the news. The California Apartment Association posted an item on its website this week that said Mayor Daryl Steinberg would introduce a rent control ordinance for a vote as soon as next Tuesday's city council meeting, possibly at a subsequent meeting. The online post gave no details about how the rent control ordinance would work.
And has the mayor's office commented?
Well, so far, a spokeswoman for the office says no such ordinance is pending, but the mayor's office has been in discussions with various parties regarding rising city rents. As we all know, in recent years, national firms tracking apartment trends have identified the Sacramento region as at or near the top for percentage increases in rent growth locally, and local housing activists are collecting signatures to put a rent control measure before voters in the city of Sacramento in November.
Also, I wanted to ask you about this list that came out. Sacramento pops up on yet another list of nationwide cities. This time, Sacramento is number 3 when it comes to places where millennials are moving.
Yeah, this list came from Smart Asset, which is a personal finance information company. So it's good news for our local professional scene. And those involved in recruiting companies to the area say that this could be a boost to those efforts as well. Assuming, of course, that there are places for those young professionals to live.
Right. Well, did it say why they're moving here?
Well, the company itself that compiled the list didn't have information specifically related to Sacramento, but it did point out some of its previous research. We've seen Sacramento rank highly on lists compiled by the same organization, particularly lists on work-related issues such as STEM diversity and things of that nature. So this same organization has ranked Sacramento highly in terms of elements related to the workplace. So that could be part of what contributed to this most recent ranking.
Thank you, Sonia.
Thank you.
There's more business news at capradio.org/business. This is Capital Public Radio.